As you know, we've been very interested in Gompertzian growth for decades. And the Gompertzian growth model, in addition to being interesting in and of itself, clearly has clinical applications. And the whole concept of dose density or the scheduling of drugs being as or sometimes more important than dose level, that whole concept is dependent upon the fact that tumors grow in this Gompertzian fashion where they start to grow exponentially but eventually tail off and try to reach a plateau phase. By the way, there have been no counterexamples to this, that everything that's ever been observed to grow in nature, including cancers, follows this kind of growth pattern. And that itself has been very intriguing because the question has always been why. It's never been clear why things follow this growth pattern, why it's so ubiquitous in nature. Understanding why, obviously, could be of tremendous importance because it would not only explain why dose density works, which is derived from the mathematics of Gompertzian growth, but it would also potentially give us some targets now that we have the ability to develop interventions based on targets that do things that are biologically important. I mean, it's an entirely different world of medicine now that we can couple finding targets with developing interventions. So it's really been on my mind for decades, and there's been no logical answer. The reason there's been no logical answer is because we've been taking the Gompertzian equation itself, the one that Benjamin Gompertz published in 1825, and trying to find the biological components of that, and it's been mysterious, and there's been no real answer. And we've looked, and I've written extensively about this search.